What's up, guys? This is Dan Ventura, marketing manager here at Spark R&D, and I am bringing you episode 2 of the Spark R&D podcast. This week, we had a chance to talk with Becca and Will Ritter, the co-owners of Spark R&D. They shared some of their thoughts on Spark R&D's beginnings, some of the highs and the lows over the last 10 years, and what their hopes are for the future of the company. The audio did not come out perfect. No more recording in the conference room for us. The listeners should also note that the recording began with a slight delay, so this conversation began with Will explaining his first day on a split board and how he began thinking about making his own bindings. So without delay, I bring you episode 2 of the Spark R&D podcast.
Was awesome. Just moving around efficiently with skins. Even though I hadn't been on skis since I was in like fifth grade or whatever, you know, it was just clearly a really easy way to get around. But you know, even day one, I was just kind of like, well, I have a binding on top of a binding. So this isn't like, you know, it works, you know, and I can ride and I can tour, but it seemed pretty obvious to me that, integrating, you know, the slider track into the base plate of the binding would make things stiffer, lower, and lighter, and make my board ride like a more like a normal board. So that's kind of where that idea came from. Day one on the split there back in Beehive Basin.
I was just about to ask, where were you for that one?
Yeah, up by Big Sky.
And what about the name Spark R&D? Where did that kind of come from, and then how early in the process did you actually want to call the company Spark R&D?
Sure. So I had kind of at the same time, or maybe just a little bit before, I was doing some moonlighting basically from my day job, doing some design work for some other friends around town. And I just thought up the name, you know, Spark. I was drawn to that because it was kind of like, you know, when you have a good idea, it's like a spark and it's kind of this instant flash, which is sort of how a lot of my ideas come to me. And, you know, it's just that little inspiration can lead to, you know, a huge, bigger things, you know, or sometimes a huge fire. So, you know, the spark part was about, you know, how ideas hit. And then the R&D part, you know, back then it was doing more like research and design kind of stuff. So, you know, in the early years there, we were doing both, and then eventually switched over, or just tapered off on the outside, like engineering and design work. And we're just doing all bindings and never changed the name. So it's stuck at this point. But yeah, I think we'll keep it.
Kind of like it.
Yeah. Some of my business cards. Thank you.
Becca, can you talk a little bit about how your work with Spark R&D began, but also kind of how it evolved? Obviously, you guys were dating at the time of the company started, and you're now happily married, but your role within the company has grown as the company has grown too.
Yeah, I was in it from the start, more so as a support team member. When Will kind of jumped off his day job and started Spark, and
well, you're the one that's like, you should quit your day job.
I never remember saying that, but Will always reminds me that I was the one who told him to quit his job.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, I was actually living in Idaho at the time in a yurt, working with kids, doing some environmental education stuff, and yeah, Will just kind of called me one day and was just really kind of flustered and wanted to just really jump off and do this and was really fired up on it. And I remember telling him to go for it. I don't remember telling him to quit his job necessarily, but I do.
Or maybe you're like, you don't have a ton of job security anyways, you might as well go for it.
Yeah. Or like that. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it's kind of cool. We just had that phone call, and then, I don't know, a week later, you posted on splitboard.com about the bindings, basically, and sort of, put them out there for everyone else to see. which was really cool. It was a really fun time. But yeah, I mean, I was living in a yurt in Idaho. You were literally living on someone else's couch or in your
couch
tent
at the end.
Yeah, we didn't have a house. I was in school. I didn't have a job. You were quitting your job. Yeah. It wasn't super clean, but that's kind of how that stuff goes. Yeah. But so yeah, just in the beginning, I was support staff. I mean, then I got a job and I basically supported us, you know, for a few years while I was kind of getting rolling with Spark. I was doing rangeland monitoring and sustainable land management stuff, working with landowners all over the country. But when I wasn't traveling and not doing that work, I was just helping out Will with little things that I could do. But then it was around, I don't know, was it like 2008, early 2009? My job was kind of getting a little bit slower, the recession stuff going on, and I had a little bit of extra time, and so I just jumped in. There was no desk space for me, and I think you moved the printer, and wherever the printer was, that was my desk space, like 12 inches wide, and I just answered the phone and like took orders, organized things around the shop. I mean, it was just kind of little stuff to start. Mm-hmm. And then just, I think for me, getting in there and really seeing day-to-day operations, it just, I don't know, I got this big urge to just like jump in and just help out wherever.
I mean, it was full on startup time. So
yeah,
I was just running around, my hair on fire, and you were trying to like keep things afloat, keep them going. So
yeah. And then I just, just got more and more involved. And, when Spark was growing quite a lot in like 2010, we just pretty much ran out of money and needed to figure out kind of our next move and how to do that. So I just really dove into the books and started learning all about.
So you went from kind of general manager to sales and marketing and
then to finance
more into
this. That was that was the real pinch point there.
Yeah.
It's not easy. What is your role today with the company?
I'm the CFO, so I'm the chief financial officer, but I also manage sales and marketing to some extent, just keeping that flowing in the good direction and helping those guys out, helping you out, helping our sales guys out with anything you guys need. Just kind of keeping the bigger vision of the company and moving everything forward. But yeah, I definitely am deep in the books and really enjoy being there. It's super detail-y, and I like that aspect of things, and that's where Will and I are.
I can vouch for both of your interest and attention to detail.
Right.
Yeah.
So now I'm here.
Awesome. On the business side of things, you know, there's obviously 10 years of memories and things happening so far. What has been like the biggest, and this is a separate question, maybe it's the same for both of you, but what's been the biggest just oh crap moment that you've had so far? And I'm sure there's
so many.
A couple good ones to choose from, but if you had to choose one, what's your favorite, if that's the correct word?
I mean, I think the closest one to there not being any Spark was like right around when you jumped in on the financial side.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, we're still a startup in a lot of ways, and we were, you know, they talk about it in like business books is like growing yourself to death, where it was like Spark was growing very quickly. But that makes it really hard to get a loan to like operate and build inventory, you know, bank's not very interested in like a half built binding, you know, so they're very cautious about financing, manufacturing anything. And the loans I had gotten up to that point were essentially, you know, it was kind of like handshake loans, you know, just sort of like on character, you know, and it had been building and building in size every year. And then I think that was one of those years where we were like doubling, you know, or something like
2010.
That.
2010. Yeah. You just go to the bank and say, we're going to double. And at some point they're just like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't grow that quickly. And, you know, we just worked really hard, so of course we could grow quickly, but the banks just wouldn't, you know, just couldn't get behind that. So yeah, we had a year where we just couldn't get financing, you know, and then just had to deal with all the gross stuff on top of that. So it was a really hard time, and we weren't sure that we were going to, you know, make it through. Cause it was like, I think it was in May, we were just kind of running into production stuff, and we were going to your sister's wedding, and we just looked at our bank account, you know, and like what we had to do. And we're like, we have 2 weeks to figure something out. And if we don't figure something out in 2 weeks, we're done.
Yeah.
Can't make payroll. Like cash. We can't pay for any supplies, materials. Yeah. I mean, that was a big moment. And we dove in super deep that year, and, you know, got some good help from family and friends to kind of get through that time. And, you know, the next year, just, we learned so much from that. And the next year was just, you know, got on a good trajectory and able to get along. So,
yeah.
Do you guys feel like in the long run that having gone through stuff like that, that makes you better business owners and just stronger and more able to deal with adversity in the business environment?
Kind of the only way you can do it. You know, you have to go through that stuff to learn.
You just need to see enough garbage, you know. I mean, that's just like, yeah. The guys are like, how come you're always so calm? I'm just like, man, I've just seen a lot of shit. So
I was wondering,
takes a lot to raise my pulse anymore.
Well, I was wondering if your Okrama was gonna be when the screw machine caught on fire and we got
that's
like a phone
cool.
call at
yeah,
midnight.
For sure.
You know? Yeah, that was not awesome. But
I had a couple in my head that I was wondering where you'd go, but I suppose just the finance really does trump all as far as keeping things afloat.
On the business side, for sure.
Well, and just like the emotional weight of that too, you know, because like we were drawing salaries, like I kind of left my other job at that point. I mean, we just didn't.
Yeah, we were out on a limb.
We were really far out there. Yeah, so it was going to be some pretty big consequences, but teamwork worked.
Mm-hmm.
So
fortitude.
Yeah, made it through.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, on a happier note and a wonderful segue, instead of, you don't have to go into complete detail on each of these, but we're going to do rapid fire 5 best moments over the last 10 years, and maybe one of you can answer one and then the other person can answer the other so we don't double up. But just thinking back on all the cool things that have happened, Becca, I'll let you go first. What's one of your top 5s?
Oh, man. I know it's supposed to be rapid fire. This is super insignificant probably, but I think it was more like the me kind of getting really into Spark and splitboarding and stuff, and, you know, all the big names that were kind of coming to us at the time, you know. But I just remember like when Zami De La Rue like wanted some bindings and then wanted some crampons, and we only had one, like literally we only had one set of crampons in the building, and they were mine and they were pink, and he didn't care and he wanted them anyway.
Yeah.
And we shipped him some pink Mrs. Chow's crampons. I don't know. I just remember feeling like this is really cool. We've got some cool stuff going on here. So
yeah, I guess I, you know, on a similar note, like, you know, like checking my phone and having like a voicemail from Jeremy Jones like 8 years ago or something like that, 7 or 8 years ago. And that was just like mind blown, you know, mm-hmm. Like, is this, you know, do these guys even exist, or are they just on TV and like in magazines and stuff like that? So my inner Grom definitely freaked out a lot, you know, back in the day when people would come around that I've been, you know, seeing in videos forever.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a little inner fanboy.
No.
Keeps you young.
Yeah.
All right, Becca, back to you.
Let's see.
Give us another top 5er.
Another great moment, Spark. This one's way more recent. In fact, very recent. But when we bought the building, that was really exciting. It was a project that I've been working on personally for 6 months and just really trying to make it work, trying to make good decisions about, you know, our growth and the best place for us and our company to be. And yeah, it just happened to be the building that we were already renting, you know, just trying to work out all those details. But yeah, the deal went through in March of this year, and then we were able to actually take occupancy of the whole building in September. So that was a really awesome, rewarding moment for me, for us, for the company, and just busting through the wall on the other side where we expanded into that last third of the building. You know, like the owners were, the previous owners, our tenants at that time, I suppose, were just sort of sweeping out on their last day, September 1st at 9 a.m. And like right behind them, we had the forklift just busting a hole in the wall and bringing over product. That was a really, it was a proud moment. You know, like I wasn't even at work that day, but I came by just to see it, brought the kids. And
yes, they could ride their bikes in the warehouse because we knew it'd be full instantly.
So yeah, that was really cool. I really
put in some hot labs.
Yeah, so that was a great moment.
Yeah, I'd say like, you know, definitely one of the earliest ones was just that first day I got out on my first protos, like going up south of Bridger Bowl, and just like, even from the start of the skin track, I was like, I might have something here. You know, this is pretty awesome. Just had a great time on the way up and the way down, and like everything felt better. And it was, you know, a pound and change lighter than my setup before that. So that was definitely, you know, definitely awesome.
We did say a top five, so we're at two apiece. Becca, do you think you can muster one more awesome moment?
There's a lot to choose from. I'm trying to think of one of the first ones that awesome man. You know what was cool? And again, it's like really more recent, but it was our party that we had, our 10-year party that we had in the new shop space, and just having all our employees there, you know, and just having like all employees, families, friends over and good food. And we watched the videos that you guys made, you know, like just the employee videos from manufacturing and then from like Split Fest and you guys being out in the world, you know, doing your splitboarding stuff. It was just, I don't know, it was really cool.
It was super cool.
To like build a company, but then and work so hard, like incredibly hard, and lose so much sleep and, you know, just so much weight on our shoulders, and then just go to this 10-year party that I didn't have to plan. I didn't have to like work on the food, you know, anything, and just like walked in and there was just, you know, skateboard contest going on, like Foursquare, just super fun. And yeah, that was also another
metal guitar
proud moment. Yeah, that's right. I had Don played me Happy Birthday on his electric guitar. My cake came over on a forklift. That's right.
I think that was my number one birthday surprise. Yet. I don't know if I'm going to be able to top that one, but that was a ton of fun. And
that was really fun.
You know, just like watching everybody hang out, you know, like our guys go fishing together on the weekend, you know, like they hang out and do stuff, like seeing the video of everyone hanging out and having a good time. Like it's taken on a life of its own.
Yeah.
You know, like there's people that are, you know, friends for life that I've met from working here, you know, it's something else. That definitely one of the biggest like rewards of the company that was totally unexpected from the get-go. It was just like providing people with a cool place to work and, you know, just developing these great like working relationships with people that I, you know, now get to like globetrot with and, you know, go shredding all over the place. So that was, you know, unexpected, but it's been awesome to do that and just grow, you know, as our office, our chief operating officer would say, the human capital of this building is astounding. Whatever. So it's the people side is definitely super fun.
It's true. Yeah. Kind of a random assortment of five good memories, but
I think that's awesome. That was from before there was a company to a couple months ago. It's awesome. What are each of you looking forward to most this season?
Man, when it finally snows, it's getting late in November.
All right.
I've got a bunch of protos to get out on, so I'm pretty fired up on that.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to getting out. I mean, it's probably what I'd say every season, at the beginning of every season, which is getting out in the snow, feeling that cold, fresh air, getting a little sweaty, you know, on the way up and just looking at the beautiful views around here. So, yeah, just that mountain life.
Segue, perfect. Where do you draw inspiration from? Let you go first, Becca.
Just the world. You know, I mean, if we're trying to be a little bit like majestic about it, you know, it's like, yeah, I like being outside. You know, like just getting out hunting lately has just been so nice, just being outside. It's quiet, still, you're alone, you know, it's just really just like breathes a little bit of life back into you, you know, same thing flipboarding, same thing working, you know, just like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I kind of along with what you're saying, you know, I definitely have some moments like walking through the warehouse and I see like all our bindings racked up all over the place. It's just kind of like, oh, the places you'll go, you know, like we get Facebook, you know, get friends, you know, like friend requests from names that I can't even pronounce, you know, it's all in Cyrillic or whatever. And it's like, oh, there's our bindings like on some peak in Romania, whatever, you know, and like that was right here in the shop. Like that's, it's pretty inspiring to see how that like comes back around, you know, because it's, you know, like spoiler alert, even though we work at like a snowboarding company, like we work very hard and like there's tons of stressful stuff and tons of mundane stuff, like any other company, whatever. And so, you know, when we get to see what people are doing on our stuff and like the fun experiences we help create for people worldwide, that part is super inspiring. You know, from my side as a designer, inspiration can come from anywhere. You know, I'll see a really cool looking car on the road and that'll give me some idea about, you know, maybe some aesthetic changes or something like that, down to like playing with the kids' toys and there's some mechanism there that makes me think of something we might do, or like, you know, it can really strike from anywhere. And you know, there's a gazillion, you know, like the,
you never know when a spark might happen.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, just even opening a door, you know, it's like, oh, that's a cool doorknob. Like, you know, what could that turn into? Whatever. So, it's all over the place. And I was going to say, I don't know if stuff like that happens with QuickBooks. When you're like, you know, you look at a tree and then you're like, oh, when I'm reconciling my account, I can do whatever.
Really?
You know, I think this, Becca laughed at this question when I showed it to her first, but I know Becca's a pretty good winter athlete. Will's been working feverishly to get in shape, including slipboarding tracking as much as he can. But who between the two of you is faster on a skin track?
It's Will. It's true. Surprise. It's just true. Yep. This is true. He also is like one of those people who just pushes himself, you know, like on purpose, you know, to really get up to the top as fast as you can, you know?
Yeah.
You just like, you don't have a ton of time to do it. So, you know, he's like
trying to like maximize.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm not super fast, but I'm more slow and steady, wins the race. But I just prefer, like, you know, one really long lap. My favorite thing is just like a nice, really long lap.
What does the future hold for Spark R&D? It's an open-ended question.
Unstoppable success.
Holds a lot of slipboard bindings.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, things are going good, you know, like buying the building was definitely like another, you know, kind of a level up for us, I think, where, it, you know, most people have never seen the factory, but there's a lot to it, you know, and now that we have the keys for the building, we can just make things that much cooler, you know, all the way around, just having like full control. So I think that'll help us. You know, as time goes on, like we have, you know, we just added like 50% more space, so we can spread out. We can add, you know, some key pieces of machinery that we're thinking about for the future. That'll just help with, you know, everything product wise. As time goes on, you know, like now we just brought all these plastics in house. We're making our own molds for the molding machine, stuff that, you know, things that used to take me a month or two, now we're doing in like 2 days or 2 weeks, something like that. So, you know, the future is definitely looking bright as far as like our level of like being able to accomplish really cool stuff. So that's sort of what I'm seeing from my side.
All that.
Becca agrees.
I do. Yeah, I do. I think it is really great. it's exciting. It is. It's really exciting because it's a little bit unknown because, like what Will said, it seems silly, you know, like, oh, we bought the building. Now the business is sort of, you know, we could do anything, but it is really true. You know, with the added space, you can add more machines. You know, we can really customize
people now too.
And people. And customize things that we, you know, really want to do. We can get really creative. So I think it's super exciting. I think on the manufacturing side, there's a lot of potential. And
cool. Thank you guys so much for taking some time to sit down and chat with me. I believe you fulfilled your obligation to the Spark R&D marketing department for the week. It's much appreciated.
Cool. I'll get back to my CAD session.
Great.
We're doing my production here, I guess.
This has been episode 2 of the Spark R&D podcast. If you have a chance, please rate and review our podcast on iTunes. If you have any ideas for topics in future podcasts, feel free to drop me a line at dan@sparkrnd.com. My thanks to Beck and Will again for taking the time to speak with me. This has been episode 2 of the Spark R&D podcast. Thanks for listening.